Arundel County Executive Laura Newman's daughter, Avery, is joining her mom on the campaign trail. On this day, it's in Severna Park. Newman was appointed county executive in February of last year, filling out the term of John Leopold, who resigned after his conviction for misconduct. For the first time ever, she's running for office herself.
What I walked into, of course, was 1983. And it takes time to get the county current and to upgrade our systems. But then I want to start looking to the future. I'd like Anne Arundel County to be a leader in the state of Maryland, and we have all the resources we need to be effective doing that.
Hi, this is a Kelly residence.
Challenging Newman is Delegate Steve Shue. He has served two terms in the House of Delegates. He's on a mission to knock on 10,000 doors by primary day. He says it's a way to counter ads where the candidates criticize each other.
I don't think it's been negative. I think it's been very competitive. These are two well-financed, well-organized campaigns, and the stakes are high. The Republican county executive of Anne Arundel County will be one of the top Republican elected officials in this state and will have a lot to say about the direction of Maryland and Anne Arundel County in the years to come.
I'm doing pretty well. How are you doing?
Both of these candidates promise lower taxes and an improved economy. So they've spent a lot of time arguing who is the better Republican and who's actually supported tax increases. Newman says Shue has supported the rain tax, the county stormwater management fee. It's something Newman vetoed as county executive. And Newman points to a vote Shue made in the legislature creating the tax. Shue's response?
That's the bill I voted for, and I continue to support it because we have to maintain our infrastructure of storm pipes to manage the water flowing into the bay and keep our bay clean so people can swim in it and boat in it. It's important. Now, I do not believe that Anne Arundel County should have imposed a new tax to fund it.
Thank you.
And Newman's credentials have been criticized by Shue supporters who have noted she has never voted in a Republican primary.
That is not true. I didn't vote in the last two Republican primaries, but as was reported by one of the local papers, Delegate Shue didn't vote in some of the primaries as well.
Why didn't you vote in the last two Republican primaries?
Well, I think there was a clear leader in the Republican Party. I mean, the opposition was the Democratic candidate. And in both of those elections, I did vote for John Leopold in the general election.
Even though Republicans have filled the county executive office here for the last 8 years, Democratic voters still outnumber Republicans by about 23,000. And the winner faces former Democratic County Sheriff and DNR Police Superintendent George Johnson in November. Both Newman and Shue say things will change after the primary.
I want them to come play.
If you wake up on Wednesday of next week and find that Steve Shue is the nominee, would you support him?
Sure, of course. I mean, I came in to do the work, and for me it's very simple. If the county, the citizens of the county want to go in a different direction, if they're not pleased with what they've seen over the last 15 months, I respect that.
You wake up Wednesday morning, you find Steve Shue is not the winner. Do you support Laura Newman if this happens?
Absolutely. I have pledged to Ms. Newman to come together as her number one volunteer if I lose this race.
In Anne Arundel County, Robert Lang, WBAL and WBAL.com.